Hey everybody, welcome to the Warping Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, we are watching episode 328, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 35, finally, Enter the Lost Galaxy.
It aired November 11th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. What have we been watching this whole time?
Power Rangers Terra Venture.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much yeah. If you're new here... Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Guess what we're doing today? We're going to Lost Galaxy.
I just want everyone to know that that particular instance of this gag was an attack on me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was staring at me with daggers.
What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And, I mean, we're finally entering the Lost Galaxy, so when better than now to start?
And you only have, like, 8 episodes you need to watch till it's over.
Yeah. There's only, like, 5 episodes, because there's an episode coming up called, like, Leaving the Lost Galaxy.
Exit Lost Galaxy. Exit Lost Galaxy Left.
Yeah, 42 is Escape the Lost Galaxy. So we've got 1. Not counting this episode, 6 episodes before they escape. 8 total. Dealing with this Lost Galaxy.
And then what's the last episode? Just like, where are they now? Power Rangers Lost Galaxy?
The last, after they leave the Lost Galaxy, it's Journey's End Part 1, 2, and 3. So.
Oh, wow. So there's 45 episodes this season? 46?
I just looked at it. I think 45.
45. I thought they were somewhere around 43.
Nope. I think starting next season, they dropped to 40. I haven't looked, though. I'm not sure. Anyway. We've been stalling enough. We've been stalling for 34 weeks.
That's right. Well, not quite.
Well, 17 weeks and change.
Yeah.
A little skip in the middle where we got the plague. We're going to go finally get into this Lost Galaxy, see what's up in here.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just entered the Lost Galaxy.
This episode, not to spoil anything, but this episode has the bare minimum requirement of entering a Lost Galaxy.
Yes. Literally, early before we watched it, I was like, we're just entering, because I didn't know how far into the Lost Galaxy we were going to get. Turns out it was 0.1%.
Barely break the coastline.
Literally opened the door into the Lost Galaxy. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be stellar, because they're in space.
Oh, nice.
Get it? We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and you get some neat stuff in return, and we really appreciate it. This is a Friday episode, right? Because
probably.
Now they switched because we had to take last Friday off. By the way, the day we're recording this, pretty sure is our 4th anniversary of the show. Or it was yesterday.
I can
when we met a Power Ranger.
Yeah. I like to think it was yesterday.
I feel like the 14th is the day that sticks in my mind, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
From when we're recording this. So like, we'll just say that. We met Billy. We met David Yost. He's a very cool dude.
Super nice.
Super duper nice.
When we were done meeting him, which is a weird way to say that.
Yeah.
But he genuinely, with like a very genuine tone, was like, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. he saw our Power Rangers tattoos and was like, I gotta get a video of this for my Instagram.
We're on the Instagram. I'm holding my wrist very awkwardly.
I start talking in it because I didn't know it was a video for a second. I missed that part. So you get to see must be goobers if it's still up. I doubt it is because that was like weeks ago, but hopefully you
right.
Got it. Anyway, Josh, do you want to jump in
Let's
to this
do it.
Lost? Do you want to get lost in this galaxy with me?
I've
today?
Been lost this whole time. That's the secret.
That's the trick. We start off with some nerd speaking Latin in front of the books. I thought it was Franklin. It's not Franklin. Baxter?
Baxter.
Baxter.
It's definitely not Baxter.
It's not him. It's some older guy. He's doing the Army of Darkness Klaatu Varatu, you know, like, because he can't quite read the last word.
And then his boss nerd comes over.
Yeah, boss nerd comes up and is like, he starts speaking it and gets, I guess, possessed by a spell.
Yeah, it's weird because at first he's like, what's this? And the other guy's like, this phrase seems very important, but we don't ever hear why he thinks that.
I assume it's because it's repeated a lot.
I just wish he would have said that. Just like, this phrase is repeated throughout the book.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead, this is probably an important string of words.
All these letters, I think they're letters. They're all capitalized, I think, also. That makes it important.
They're written in red space ink and underlined twice.
made from space octopuses. So he says, like, I did not write it down. I do not remember.
It's just like a Latin spell.
It's some nonsense words. And it's like the book sparks and Commander's like, whoa now, let's not. And then the other guy just keeps saying it, like the spell over and over. It's like three words. And he's like, again, possessed by the book and starts walking towards it. And he gets close enough. He doesn't like change or add anything, but when he gets close enough, a huge lightning storm comes out of the book and knocks the power out of Terra Venture.
Yeah, just as he gets there, the other lesser nerd at the computer, lesser in rank, not in nerdiness, like reads the page a little more and is like, hey, don't, but it's too late.
It's too late. And then all the power goes out in Terra Venture and Commander's like, what just happened? What's going on? And Mike's like, we lost all the Transformers blue. All of them. And he's like, how long will it take to get it back together? He's like, 48 hours to replace them all? Which is like, number one, probably a lot of Transformers if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And number two,
Optimus Prime.
Bumblebee. Rodimus Prime.
Jazz.
Swerve.
Barricade is my favorite. He's a Decepticon, but he's probably there.
Probably.
He's still a Transformer.
Cheetor. Rattrap.
You know, all Silver the Transformers.
I was
Starscream.
I like Beast Wars more than I like Transformers. So then Commander is like, put that book in jail. That book needs to go to, is under arrest, mister. And then we cut to the theme song. Apparently, the book's going on lockdown. So lethal no one lockdown. Can touch it. Yes. Every match takes place inside a cage.
Yep.
So we cut to the theme song. When we come back, we are on some workers, and they're like, Transformer E-44 is back up and running, and a meteor crashes behind them. And number one, it reminded me of the film Cloverfield at the very, very end. A satellite falls to Earth, and everyone thought it was the alien, like, crashing to Earth, but the alien was underwater, and the satellite fell to Earth and hit the alien and woke it up.
Bonked him in the head, and it was just cranky.
It literally, well, apparently, like, literally, the Cloverfield monster is, like, a baby version of that monster, and, like, its mom was still sleeping, and it got woke up by a satellite, and it went on a rampage because it didn't know what else to do. Not the point. The point is that there is a nude man. He has pants on, but you don't see it at first.
Yeah, he's pretty much Conan the Barbarian. It's a very strong man.
If Conan the Barbarian was played by Jean-Claude Van Damme's younger brother, Ralph Claude Van Damme.
Ralph is the younger brother name you came up with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think he looks like a Ralph.
He looks pretty Ralphy.
He looks older than Jean-Claude Van Damme ever did, including right now.
Yes.
But also, it's his younger brother, because he's not as famous. I don't know. Anyway.
He looks like a buff version of the bad guy from Space Mutiny. I will not be able to tell you anybody's name from that movie.
No, there's Crunch Butt Steak and Laura.
How could I forget Slab Bulkhead?
Yeah. Fridge Large Meat.
Stump, Beef Knob.
Trunk, Slam Chest. What a good movie.
So good.
And Santa. Ho-Ho was in it.
Ho-Ho-Ho. Anyway.
Is this the first Space Mutiny joke we made in this season? Because it's so
in the
good
season,
for us.
In the season it is. On the show, it can't be.
It can't be. But yeah, hey, we held out as long as we could. Where am I? Yeah, okay, so the nude man has the book symbol on his head, like S with the dots in it, and he transforms into a worker, like his hair gets pulled back and he gets a jumpsuit and a hard hat from somewhere, don't worry about it.
It's like morphs onto him.
Yeah.
He changes his body so it now includes a jumpsuit.
It reminds me of the scene in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, where the guy, the construction worker, transforms into Ivan Ooze.
The most important part of this is that he is staring dead into the camera the whole time he's changing.
Yes, very much so. So he transforms. We cut to Illuminati 1 and 2 talking to Commander Commander. Illuminati 1's like, hey, that book is very dangerous to everyone on the ship. And then baby boomer ass Illuminati number 2 is like, I think we should destroy the book.
It's new. I am not familiar with it. Put it in a fire.
I don't like it. Burn the books, says all baby boomers.
But then they also don't want Kindles.
Except now they're like, burn the Kindles. The nude man walks the hall. We didn't have a name yet, so he's just nude man. So he's walking the hall. No one is checking his ID. No one cares. Like,
you can get into any hallway on Terra Venture. Yeah. There's no security until you try to get into a room.
We will see later that sometimes you can even just get into whatever room you want and no one will check.
If you know the back way.
Yeah. So he walks by the room with the book in it and like stops and backs up into frame. And I kind of like that.
He's like, ooh.
And he's like, oh, I'm going in there. And the two guards are like, you can't go in there. And he's like, whoop, and just like touches their heads and they pass out.
He like brain melts them.
We never see him again.
We do see guards again. Is it different people?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
It might be. I don't know.
Point is, these two guards are unconscious, and he goes to pick up the book, but Kai is there with two other guards, and they all got guns, and they're like, hey, freeze, mister. Now you're going to jail, a different jail from this book jail. Can't break into book jail and expect not to go to regular jail. I guess it's a commercial break, and we come back, and he is in handcuffs in the room with Illuminati 1 and 2 and Commander Commander. And Illuminati 2 is interrogating him, but, like, he's not sitting down at a table or there's no light. It's not like an interrogation scene. He's just, like, standing, and Illuminati 2 is yelling at him.
Yeah. Why are you stealing the galaxy book?
And he's like,
he's just staring straight ahead. He does not care about Illuminati 2.
He ain't scared. Also, shouldn't your first question be, like, how'd you get on the spaceship?
Who are you?
Who are you?
You're not on our payroll.
Yeah, like, you'd think they'd be like, check his ID. Oh, he doesn't have one. Oh, well, how do we get a stowaway this late in the game? I mean, aliens are here every day, also, but that's totally different.
Other construction workers saw this weird blue, like, satellite crash, and no one's going to be like, now this weird buff construction dude is just walking around not talking to anybody, and no one's putting two and two together?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but he doesn't, like, say anything or do anything. So Commander's like, all right.
Well, Kai walks into the room, and he reacts, like, a little bit. He, like, sees Kai and smirks.
Oh, does he? I missed that.
Yeah, and then Commander's like, put him in detention. He's staying after school today.
Literally says he's going to detention. So
you're in trouble now.
Yeah, you're going to have to write, I'm sorry that I killed two men 100 times in a notebook before you're allowed to leave. What was your detention like? Have I ever talked about beans on this show?
Beans?
The detention beans?
Did you have to count beans?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't get detention a lot. The only time I can remember in high school, it was just like, you can't go home for another hour. Stay in this room and do your homework so you have fun tonight.
Yeah, that's... detention is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah. And I also had a job and I was late for work because I had detention.
That sucks. Beans was my science teacher, Mr. Fields, came from Winchester, the Winchester school system. And if anyone knows Winchester, New Hampshire, it's not a great place. And their school system had even less money than the Jaffrey Ridge Co-op. So what he would do is he would get a bunch of different kinds of beans and put them in like a cup. Pour that cup out on a tray, and you have to sort the beans, and you, as fast as you could do it, as soon as you were done, you could leave. The more times you got beans, the more beans you had to sort. So the more times you were in detention, the worse detention got, which is sort of a brilliant thing, but also, you're three beans in, and like, they get trickier, like, some of them start looking similar, or it's like, Bernie bought every flavor beans, you don't know. So it was just like a very weird detention that I think no one else ever anywhere had.
I mean, it seems like a weird punishment. It's like, do your homework
Yeah.
But like also thinking of it now is like if I had to stay at work an extra hour, I would.
Oh God, I would
be ruined.
I would die. I can't stay at work 5 minutes before my shift ends.
I'm glad that doesn't happen. Hey, Josh, you were rude to a customer today. You have to stay until 4:30 now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No, it'd be the opposite. It'd be like, leave early. And you'd be like, thanks. See you later.
Yeah.
Don't tell me twice. A dust cloud shaped like you would be there. So anyway, Kai goes to put him in cell, in detention. And he's like, Kai, you got to help me. He doesn't say Kai. He says, you got to help me recover the book. And Kai's like, why? You're a space criminal? And he's like, because you're the Blue Ranger. And Kai immediately like hits the buttons on the walls and the door shuts.
He looks behind him because there are guards right there. Yeah. And he's like, uh-oh.
Here's the thing, though. The keypad to get out is on the inside of the cell. So that's a design flaw.
It's a lights out game, so you can't get out until you solve the puzzle.
Yeah. It's just perfection. So you just gotta like real quick. Have you seen a lot of tangents on this one. I don't mean to. The new perfection is a 9-panel grid.
Yeah, and they're all like very large, distinct shapes. We did get, I don't know if we still have it. We at least had it for Christmas, like classic hard to 25 accomplish perfection.
Yeah. But it's like, how, like, unless you only have 4 seconds, how does anyone fail at new perfection?
Even the new Guess Who is like, it's got like animals and stuff. It's like, is your person a cat? No, I win.
No, oh, it's the rabbit.
Yes, it is. Oh, yours is the cat lady with the purple hat on.
Now who's the baby boomers complaining about how kids these days have it so easy with their board games? Back in my day, Candyland had a licorice forest and a swamp. And I think the swamp's gone. I don't remember.
I think the licorice forest is still there. If it's not, it's just like
Baron von Licorice or whatever
his name
was.
Yeah, he's hanging out on the side like, come have some licorice,
I'm
going
to get you. And you come through the peppermint forest. Wah.
What we're saying is board games used to be cool, and now they're for dumb babies.
Yeah. And now you got to go get all like the super complicated board games if you want anything. Or Catan. Catan's not super complicated, but... You know, it's kind of everywhere now. Anyway, we should probably get back to this. This episode wasn't bad. I don't know.
Half of this episode was kind of rad, actually. Yeah.
Like, right now, it's like a little, like, okay. And then, like, literally the next scene, I'm in the tank for the rest of it. So he's like, you're the Blue Ranger. Kai shuts the door. He's like, I'm the guardian of the book. I've come to get the book back. Because whoever was speaking that spell, it sent out a pulse. It summoned me here. Because if you would say the whole spell, it would be very bad. And Kai's like, why should I believe you? And he's like, well, why not? Why don't you believe me?
What do you know about the book? Nothing.
Nothing. Zero amount. So then we cut to the next. It's like there's a lot of abrupt cuts. Like, it's like, now it's that night. Or I guess it might be a couple minutes later, but since the power's out, it's hard to tell. And Kai is telling the other Rangers, like, he said that it was my destiny to help him get the book back. And Maya's like, I don't trust him. Crone's like, yeah, fuck that guy.
That's exactly what someone that works for Trakina would say.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong.
No. And then Damon's like, this is, like, clearly a trap. And Leo's like, I'm not going to say anything. Like, I don't know. Which I kind of like that they all have, like, different opinions on it. But they're all kind of coming from the same place. And then Leo's just like, I don't know, like, it doesn't feel right to me.
I was here to be pretty and kick
good. Have you seen my abs? I can take my shirt up. I don't know. Kai's like, he said it was my destiny. I feel like I have to go do this. And they're like, I don't know, Kai. This seems like a bad plan.
Yeah, so, he does say, he's like, I can't explain it, but, like, this feels cool. Like, this feels fine.
Like, what I should be doing. And then we don't get, like, an end to this scene, because then we just cut to the next day. Where Kai is delivering breakfast to the guardian. And so he brings in he says breakfast. It looked like a laundry cart.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I haven't seen any breakfast carts with covered bottoms full of clothes before now.
It's a dual purpose. This is the only place that they're efficient on Terra Venture. Their breakfast carts are also laundry baskets. So he comes in. And guardian boy is bleeding from his pores.
Just from everywhere. He bleeds blue.
Yeah.
Because he's an alien.
Yeah, and also so they can show blood.
Yeah. It's like leaking out from his hairline and then just like random spots on his face. It's also coming out of his hands, I think.
I think it's presumably coming from like his ears too. Like,
yeah, presumably everywhere. He's just covered by a jumpsuit.
It's like pretty nasty and really effective.
Yeah.
Like, as of the last scene, for the rest of it, I was pretty much on board with this whole thing. And, like, him just bleeding from, like, his, like, just bleeding is, like, weirdly evocative. It's just like, oh, there's, it's blue, but it's still blood. Like, I know it's blood.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't.
Yeah, Kai sees him and he's like, oh, no.
Oh, that's supposed to be on the inside. And he's like, yeah, I can't live in this atmosphere for too much longer. I'm dying. He doesn't say dying because they're not allowed to, but basically that's right. What he says.
I'm fading.
Yeah, I'm destroying. And he's like, hey, also, real quick, here's the future. And so he's like, wah. And then he shows like this projection of the future, and it's Kai and the other Rangers on, I thought it was the beach, but it's not. It's just like the sand. And he's picking up the galaxy book, and there's like a big scorch mark on the ground. And he's like, see, I can see the future and the past. As part of my powers is the whole deal to be the guardian. And Kai's like, okay, I'm going to sneak you out. Get under the breakfast cart. So he gets under the breakfast cart. Kai sneaks him out. And of course, the guard's like, hey. And you're like, oh no, he's going to get caught. And there's like a shot of like blue guy or guardian laying
so
down.
It's so tight on his face. It's only one eye. It's a little unsettling.
And is that like Morticia Adams, like one shaft of light going over him? And it's just like, cuts to it all of a sudden, and it's just like blood everywhere.
His bloody head is on somebody's jacket. Like,
someone's gonna get that jacket and be like, I sent this to the laundry. Like, this is, it came back worse.
It came back with this weird blue ink on it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll wash it again. It smells irony. That's weird. He's like, hey, dropped your napkin. And he hands Kai the napkin. Kai's like, okay, thanks. And it's like that classic fake out, but like just the intercut with shots of like a bleeding man's hand.
You know, not jarring or strange at all.
So then Kai sneaks him out of like a back door somewhere, and he's like, all right, I'll go get the book. And he's like, well, hold on, like, you're just gonna go get the book by yourself? He's like, yeah, can you meet me in the mountain dome? And Garden's like, yes, because he knows what the mountain dome is, I guess.
They did look off into the distance. I'm assuming they looked off at the mountain dome.
Yeah, I would hope so. Like that one with the mountain in it? Meet me over there.
Yeah, you got it, Kai.
So he's like, yeah, okay. But also, and he hands Kai some diamonds. He hands him like 5 Chaos Emeralds.
Yep.
And he's like, Chaos Emeralds, if you've played Sonic Adventure 1. And he's like, when you need these, they will help you. And Kai's like, got it.
Yeah, I bet.
Kai did not get it because he totally forgot. It would have been real helpful later, earlier than when they use it. But he just plumb forgot. So then we cut back into Kai stealing the book. The guards don't notice him.
The guards are at the door, and Kai slides in from off screen, like off on the side. And it's, so you're only going to guard the front entrance. This book is on lockdown, but like there's at least one door. You can just come in.
Like, here's the thing. Kai walks in from somewhere. Maybe he comes in from the side. Maybe he comes in from the ceiling. Maybe he comes in from the front door, right? Because he's a Kai. He's a ranking official,
but
right?
Like, they make a point to show him sneaking and making sure the guards don't see him.
Yeah. Which is weird. Because if he did come through the front door, like, he comes through with, like, a book-shaped case.
Yeah, he... He swipes his badge in like almost like a time clock. Like,
yeah,
that opens the bookcase that it is locked in.
Yeah.
Like the glass case it's in. And he just takes it and stuffs it in a book back and then just
like
slides
electric
back off.
Slides off screen. And then he's on his bike riding to the mountain dome when Deviant attacks. So I guess he just like got in and got out real quick. One thing. Super easy. No,
maybe he snuck through like the vent shaft. I don't know how he got in or out of there.
I don't know. Or he just walked in and walked out. He's like, hey guys, I'm just checking on the book. And they're like, yeah, cool bag. He's like, thanks.
And then he walks back out and it's like filled.
I'm like, oh, cool bag still. He's like, thanks, I'm gonna go. Don't go back in there. Captain's orders. And so Deviant attacks him and he like shoots him off the bike. They fight for like 5 seconds and Kai is somehow worse at fighting than Deviant is, which I guess I buy.
Yeah.
Because Deviant's not, like, great at fighting, but he's, like, devious about fighting. So, like, maybe he's, like, just trickier than we give him credit for. So he's got Kai on the ropes. He's about to shoot him in the head and kill him when another meteor crashes. It's the same one. It's the Guardian again. He, like, crashes right where Deviant was. Deviant, like, jumps out of the way. And then gets up and he's in his like Conan the Barbarian cosplay. Like his hair's down. He's got the thing on his forehead and a big sword. And he wrecks DVOT.
He beats the snot out of DVOT.
It's pretty amazing.
Because like, he does some like good fighting
like,
too.
They clearly hired a like martial artist who is fine at acting. Like perfectly serviceable at acting. Sure. But like very clearly had a different set of skills that they were casting for. Because he's great.
Yeah.
We saw, this was a million years ago, Jason David Frank do a performance at DragonCon in Austin in like 2013. And so it was like a live performance. And it was like very good. Like, because credit where it's due, JDF is very good at karate. So he's like jumping around doing like stuff with like a sword on fire and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like that. Like, it was like real good.
It was very good. He's doing some cool kicks. He had a lot of cool, like, fantasy lightning.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just putting that in, but I just remember him like raising his sword and there's like lightning and he like slashes down on DVOT.
And he like, he gets him like DVOT down and he picks his sword up, like raises it up to like kill him, like do like a finishing blow. And then all his blood comes out of his skin again. Because he's like, oh no, my time is up.
Yeah,
and
we should point out that when he landed, DVOT was like, holy crap, that's the Guardian.
Oh no, the Guardian.
And now that he's bleeding, DVOT is like, oh yes, you can't survive in this atmosphere.
What atmosphere could he survive in?
How does DVOT know so much about the Guardian?
You'd think that would be a better kept secret, right?
Also, is he here? Like, did he sneak out? Because there's no Trakina or anything this episode.
No, not at all.
It's just DVOT on his own, which is very strange that he has no backup.
It is really weird, and I feel like, yes. Because when he shoots Kai, he says something to the effect of, you're never going to get one over on me again, or like, I've had enough of you ruining my plans, stuff like that. So I think it is something like that. Also, DVOT is like kind of the final boss this episode.
Yeah.
Like, Villamax doesn't get to kill him, which is kind of a bummer.
That does kind of suck.
So the Guardian gets shot because he's bleeding and can't move very well. And then he goes to, like...
He does try to run through it, though.
Like, he charges a DVOT who just, like, shoots him again and kills him. And when he lands, he starts, like, fading away and, like, turning into, like, blue energy and floating away. And he says to Kai... Now you are the Guardian of the book.
Could you imagine if Archie ass Cal like got the Guardian costume on? He was like, oh, this isn't going to work.
Oh, no,
it's
thanks.
It's like his giant cape. The pants are too big.
Got a thing on his forehead now.
Thing on his forehead.
I'm very excited to see where this goes of like Kai is the Guardian of the book. Oh. I hope that gives a...
Here's where it's going to go. Probably nowhere.
No, I know that. So, I don't remember who said that the book doesn't really factor, but we're 35 episodes in, and it's factoring a lot now.
It got the Lost Galactabees. It told Kendrix about the Savage Sword.
Yeah.
So, it's been, like...
Pretty frequent.
Yeah, it's been in the background.
There was, like a you know, 4 or 5 episodes where it was gone.
I have a feeling, though, that now that they are going to be in the Lost Galaxy, that the book is going to just... This is about when it's going to disappear.
Well, I mean, they probably have to use it at least one more time to get out of the Lost Galaxy.
You're probably right.
But I think it would be really cool to be like, Kai has this new cosmic responsibility on top of being a Power Ranger. I feel like that's a lot they could play with. And,
yeah.
I mean, maybe they will. We don't know.
You should get that sweet sword, at the very least.
I don't know if you'd be able to use it.
Just buff up.
Just ask Leo what he does. What's his secret? Oh, my secret is that I do push-ups instead of having a job.
Instead of having a job, I just do muscle training.
I just do crunches. Have you seen these abs? They're great. So then...
8 hours a day.
Ooh, that just made my abs sore thinking about that. I did like 2 minutes on an ab wheel and they are sore for 4 days. The others show up right after the Guardian disappears. And DVOT has the book and he starts saying the spell and he adds a lot to it. And then it floats up.
While he's just saying the spell, all of the Power Rangers are just watching him when they all have guns that could shoot him.
Yep.
Especially when the Guardian just told Kai, hey, that's bad if you finish that spell.
Yeah.
Bad things are going to happen. So Kai watches Deviant finish the spell.
Yeah, Elsa's like, you're the guardian now. He's like, my first act as guardian of the book is to not guard the book.
Is to fail at my cosmic responsibility.
Is to let Deviant do whatever he wants. So he does his whole big spell. And at the end, he says, I wrote it down later, reality ends, time is tossed, as galaxies found become galaxies lost. So there's that.
Yep.
Who knows what that means. The book is floating above him. There's lightning. It's dark. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And the magic, like, hits Deviant. And he transforms from regular Deviant into a sticky predator.
He's like a predator. His right half is a predator, and his left half is the inside of a grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's a, a slightly burnt, but, like, the right kind of burnt grilled cheese.
Right.
But, like, if Deviant was a fancy, sticky grilled cheese predator...
That's a 100% accurate description.
Yeah, just imagine that, and you'll get it for sure. So then they start fighting. And as you can imagine, he just got a lot of new powers. Doesn't go great for the Power Rangers. They fight. They all get knocked away. Maya comes up behind him at one point and, like, swings her sword down to, like, chop his arm off. And just hits his shoulder pad, and he looks at it, grabs a sword by the blade, and throws her with it.
Yep.
So that's not good.
Very bad.
They lights up. And did they do the lights attack twice? Or did they just attack him regular style?
The first time they tried to claw punch him.
Okay.
And that did nothing. That literally bounced off of him.
Yeah.
So then they did power up mode, which they activated this time by saying Lights of Orion activate again.
Well, sure.
I think it's because Leo said, let's try power up mode. And then, like, they didn't want to say power up right. mode again so soon. I don't know, but he just uppercuts the fireball and they all fall out.
Yeah, he like smacks it out of the way and they all like go scattering. So then Kai's like, wait a minute, I forgot about the crystals. Also, Karone says, in a very weird way, we've got to get the book back. I don't know how she's like, that wasn't it. It was weirder than that.
Yeah.
It was very put upon. Kai's like, oh, right, the crystals. He said to use these when I needed them. Hey, you probably should have used them when he was killing your friend, the Guardian.
Oh, when, if we can go back just like for 1 second, yeah. When he grabbed Maya's blade and threw her, did you say that he threw them right into Sentai footage?
No, I didn't, but that's what happened.
Because she's in the air in American footage, and we cut to her landing with the other Rangers in Sentai footage.
Yeah.
It's very noticeable this time.
It's a real stark difference.
Because they cut back to Deviant, he looks very different in the Sentai footage.
He's scarier.
Yeah.
He's stickier.
And he's got real bad toenails. They're just so long.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Pointy.
So they use the crystals, and they obviously know how to use the crystals. It's second nature to them. It's crystal mode power up now.
It's just like, go crystals, go.
Go crystal, go galactic crystals. And they like they spike them, and they shatter, and there's like this beam of light. And now they got their bazooks, the bazooks of Orion, but now they're super zooks.
I think they call them the quasar cannons.
Ah, yes. They have, like, you know, like an arrow has the fletching on, like, the three different, like, fletches on the back. It's like that down the whole thing. And they use that, and this is what I wrote verbatim. He blow up, he grow up. Because he blows up and immediately is big now.
Yeah.
And so they call the Galactic Buddies, and we get like the actual like Galactic Buddies showing up, and then they transform into robots. And it's all very quick, but it's been a while since we've seen them like actively like come in as King's Kong. There is a Zord fight. Doesn't go great. He's very powerful still, and now he's very big and very fast at it. And he like just is knocking them around. And so then, right when he's, like, about to kill him, Zeke, the carrier Zord, again, I do not remember. They said it, and it went right in one ear and out the other.
It's Zenith.
Is Zenith? Okay. We're going to call him Zeke.
That's fine. He looks like a Zeke. He also looks a little bit like a Lord Jabu Jabu.
A little bit.
More than a shark, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And so he, like, drops off. He is a robot. Zeke drops off the other two Galactic Buddies. And they, like, don't really fight for a second, and they go back to back and do a tornado move.
Yeah.
And then that lets them, like...
Cut him.
cut him with a saber. I don't know, like, if they weakened him up.
I can't remember exactly what, but something definitely happened to Deviant after the tornado move. And then they, like, that, like, weakened him or something, and then they cut him and he died.
I don't remember anything happening. I remember before...
Maybe it just, like, knocked him loopy.
Maybe.
So that he couldn't guard against the slash or something.
Because Zeke shot him before he dropped the two Zords off, so, like, that also happened, but...
Right, and then Deviant's like, it's going to take more than these two tin cans to beat me, and then Kai says, we'll just have to see, instead of saying, good thing we have a third one.
Yeah, there's two tin cans. The one we're in, that you started the fight with? Technically, there's five tin cans total, but Mike couldn't be bothered today.
No, he's too busy flipping the breakers on the engines or something.
Yeah, I guess. just hitting the starter with the back end of a hammer.
Because he was in the episode, but he doesn't help.
No, he's too busy in command. Which I guess kind of makes sense if they don't want to, because, like, again, the Magna Defender's only in, like, 8 episodes. And
right,
that was,
and if Mike can't get away without being seen, then I guess that tracks. You get away with this one, Mike.
Though, like, to be fair, you can tell everyone on the ship that you're the Power Rangers, because, like, here's the thing. They're not going to tell the world at large. Dragina already knows.
And there's no Zordon to take your powers away if you break his meaningless rules.
The rules are gone. They died with him. So... Oh, also, speaking of, remember how those first two episodes of Corona were like, man, I hate that she's like, all like, oh, sorry. Benny pointed out, yuppie wave.
A
little bit of leftover yuppie wave made her a little, and then she's like, she just had to shake it off. Because as of last episode, she's good. And this one, she's good again. She only has a couple lines.
Yeah, for the two lines that she has, she's fine.
So Kai calls the saber. Kai does all the calling in the fight, which again, I like that they do that. That, like, it's a Kai episode. He gets to do the cool stuff.
I like it's a Kai episode, but doesn't also star Leo.
It doesn't also star Leo, and Kai doesn't, like, do anything creepy and gross. All he really does is, like, kind of have a crush on this big man. Because, like, because when he's fading away, Kai's like, no, don't go. And, like, holding his hand is very sweet. The Rangers kill Deviant, so, again, Villamax can't. What a crime. But then they go back to recover the book, and they start going towards it, but there's a lightning vortex coming out of it. My first thought was, all right, which one of you is going to sacrifice yourselves to stop it? Because that's, I guess, the only way to stop these kind of things. But then we go to commercial when it's, like, getting really bad.
It does knock them down a hill, and then we cut to commercial.
Okay, I missed that part.
So they are morphed, and they get knocked away, and they tumble down a hill, and it fades to commercial, and it fades back, and they are running back to the book unmorphed.
Yeah.
Now.
I missed them falling down the hill. I just thought it was, like, commercial break.
Yeah, because if you get hit hard enough to fall down a hill, that knocks your range
suit obviously.
Off every time.
It was lightning. It was lightning powered. So he picked up the book. There's also this scorch mark around the book that is, like, a big star.
It is just the Pokemon Sun logo.
The thing it reminded me of was, this is a weird cut, is the Warren Ellis comic from 2006, New Universal, the star brand. So if anyone wants to talk about New Universal, I'm up for it because I love it. And there's only 6 issues and it was a crime.
I've never heard of it.
It was a reboot of an old Marvel property called New Universe. And they, like, put it all together in one book instead of having to be, like, 9 different books. And it was really great. And Warren Ellis's hard drives got, like, destroyed. And so he lost all of his scripts. And that comic never came back.
Oh, that sucks.
So, a real bummer. But... like, the star brand got his power, and when it happened, it all, like, kind of burst out of him. And so, like, where he was, like, laying in the grass when it happened, there's, like, the big star brand logo around him. And that's what this reminded me of, because it was, like, the book is in the center, and a big scorched star is around him.
Right.
But, yeah, also, it is, like, literally the sun logo from Pokemon Sun.
It's very weird that there was this whole, like, we... Deviant took the power from the book. He got killed. So, was this... lightning power, everything that the book just did that knocked the Power Rangers away. Was that the power going back into the book?
I'm not sure
because now Kai just picks it up and he's like, got it. I guarded it. I did good.
Now it's mine. I got it now. Because what happened, because the way that I thought it was going to go was that Deviant was like, got the book. Now to sum it up, the bad thing, which to me, knowing that this episode is called Enter the Lost Galaxy, is... making a portal to the Lost Galaxy, something like that, you know?
Right.
But instead just, like, made him a sticky cheese predator. And, and then when he died, it's like, okay, where, like, what's next?
Because it's doing all that stuff, but it finishes,
Yeah.
And then Kai gets it, but then this is also a weird cut because Kai has the book and he's like, yes, I got the book. And then it cuts back to the other Rangers and now there's a night filter over it.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because
it goes from Kai in the day to the Rangers in like the dark, in like an eclipse mode.
In like day for night gray shot like on the moon. It was really weird. This is the scene that he was shown earlier.
Yeah.
By the Guardian. And so like, it came to pass. Look at that. I don't know how necessary it was, but it was neat, you know, whatever. And then, like, Leo, like, something's going on, and I don't exactly remember what. I couldn't tell.
It just got dark, and Leo was like, Kai, we have to get out of here. And
so
they run into the dome, like, space hallway.
Yeah.
And the outside is different.
They stop. Like, they just stop, and they're like, whoa. And they look around, and I was like, what? What am I not? What are we missing? And there's just like a lot of colors and like nebulas are all weird. And like, you know, when you do space photography, like you have to like color everything because it's just like infrared.
Yeah.
But it's like the colored version of all that. And so they're just like, whoa, it's so weird. It's Lost Galaxy. And that's when Kai remembers that the thing he said where reality ends, time is tossed, this galaxy found, become galaxy lost. Like, we're in the Lost Galaxy. And then
I have a question about what that means. Does that mean that the galaxy they were in
is gone now?
Now that whole that is now part of the Lost Galaxy? Like it was taken in because it was a galaxy found and now it is a galaxy lost?
I think you are thinking about it more than they did.
Yeah, no, I definitely am.
Because what I think happened is that it just teleported to the Lost Galaxy.
Okay.
Because the only other thing that would make sense is if, like, the Lost Galaxy came to them? So, like, the galaxy found that they are in has been supplanted by the galaxy lost.
Now become the Lost Galaxy.
But again, that is also thinking more about it than they did.
Yeah.
They just needed it to rhyme.
Yep.
But that's it. They're in the Lost Galaxy now, and that's the end of the episode. So, Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is the Guardian beating the frills off of DVOT.
Yeah, the Guardian DVOT fight was also my pick for the best.
That was really rad because it showed up and immediately DVOT's like, oh no, the Guardian, and then tries to run away because he's a scaredy cat little baby.
Yeah.
And the Guardian is like, oh no, I'm the Guardian of the book and I will kill you. And he attacks him and he's like, all right, maybe I should try to defend myself. And he goes to attack the Guardian, and the Guardian does not have any of it, and just kicks his butt again. It's really great. The worst I'm going to say is, I don't really know. Nothing was very bad. I think the worst for me is like that DVOT died and it wasn't by Villamax.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a theoretical worst. Like, it's a what right. could have been. So I don't know how much that counts.
I think my worst for the episode is the Rangers just letting DVOT
power pretty bad.
Up and like just watching him use the book for all that they knew to destroy everything.
Yeah, because like they don't know, because like it's been a plot point that no one knows what the book says or is really, except for maybe Kendricks, but she's gone now.
Yeah.
They don't have any of that info. So like he could have just been like, I'm creating a nuclear bomb right here that will go off and destroy Terra Venture. And they're like, oh no, we can't do anything. And then he didn't.
Yeah.
MVP, I'm going to say, is Kai?
Yeah.
I think it's Kai.
I mean, I would say the Guardian, but I don't think he's the MVP. He's a catalyst, sure, but I don't think he's an MVP. I think it has to be Kai.
Yeah, for sure.
So good on him for getting one by us, Kai. We got our eyes on you.
Yeah, don't get cocky, Kai. You're not out of the woods yet. Now we have to rank this episode. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I liked it more than the last episode, I think. Turn up the volume. Because there was no screaming bat in this one.
Yeah, it's better than that.
That goes a long way. Caron didn't get anything to work with this episode, which not
as
good.
I mean, this is the first episode since she came in that she's not just the focal point.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we made that transition. It's not just the Caron show for the rest of this.
So, better than Turn Up the Volume. Next, right above that, is Stolen Beauty.
No.
I don't think it's better than Stolen Beauty.
The fight scene rules, but the rest of the episode is not good enough, I think.
The first part with the Guardian is like, when I was watching it, I was like, all right, who is this bum? Like, what's going on? But then, like, I really liked the bait and switch of him being like, oh, I'm guarding the book. Like, someone spoke Latin in front of the book and it's bad and I need to come get it. So I really liked that bait and switch. And I did like a lot of the episode. There was like just some, I don't know, a little, some weird stuff.
Yeah. You know?
So I don't think it's better than Stolen Beauty. So coming in at number 8 is, what was this episode called? Enter the Lost Galaxy. How could I forget that? All right. Any final thoughts on Enter the Lost Galaxy?
No, not really. I'm kind of excited to see what happens now that we're in here. Because the season is Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
And they went through a portal to Maya's planet.
Yes.
But they have never, I think, said the words Lost Galaxy. It's never come up that that's a thing they're looking for, or that it's a thing that is important or exists.
Yeah.
But when they get there, Kai says it with a familiarity. Like, yeah, we are in the Lost Galaxy.
Which, like, has this really... I think I talked about this a very long time ago, because I was reading One Piece, which I kind of petered out on and would like to get back to that. So, hey, future Jake, when you're editing this, go read some One Piece today. Is there's this like mythical place called the Grand Line, which is like this like strip of water where all the weird stuff happens. Like that's where the magic fruit that gives people powers comes from. And like,
yeah,
that's where the One Piece, which is like this huge treasure, is buried. And like there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And it's like crazy. Like, cause I've gotten there and it's like just bananas in there. And I was like, oh, maybe the Lost Galaxy is going to be like that. And so I'm hoping it is. I'm always just like, now all the weird stuff can happen and it'll get bonkers. The next episode is called Beware the Mutiny, and we had two people want a guest on it, and if we weren't on like such a weird schedule time crunch this season, we would have had somebody guest on the next episode, but like it sounds like it's pretty good, like it'll be pretty good, so that will be on Monday, I think.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure Monday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Red leather, yellow leather.